And salutations, and welcome to another Soul Sunday, where you can find your soul right here on the Foot Fetish Podcast. That's right.
I'm extremely thrown off because we didn't do our test.
Oh, we didn't do the test?
Testing.
I hope it's working. I mean, I never check it anyway. I always say do a test, but, you know, It's just the waveforms. Hey, everybody. I'm Ramon. This is Belle.
Hey, guys.
We married. We also run this podcast. We also run Ramon's Faceful of Feet, number one clip store on the web today for Foot Smother and Human Furniture. It's what we do. And we have big news right at the start of this.
We do. We have big news,
we
guys.
We do have big news.
Big news. What's our big news, Ramon?
So, you know, I've been doing the YouTubes, you know, for our podcast, putting them all up there, actually putting it out for everybody. And I've finally hit the point, I talked about this last week, that I've hit the point where there's no more video for our podcasts. And that makes me really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a damn shame, and I think people are deprived
of
seeing my wonderful face.
For a while, we were recording them like we were doing videos.
Yeah.
We were recording them and releasing them as podcasts, and we were also releasing them on video. In what? Just for the Patreons.
It was just for the Patreons.
Yeah. So, but that was really only for a little while. How many episodes is it?
It was about, 20-some episodes.
Okay. So not a ton.
So, like, from episode 53 to now, we haven't been doing a video. But wait, I said till now.
Until now, guys.
Until now. Guess what?
Here it goes.
The video is going again. It is going. Belle's feet are bare. They are smelly. Yes, they are.
They are.
She has taken off her multiple layers of socks. And on this video, there is her bare feet. Now, you might be asking yourselves, well, that's great. You know, you're at... Ramon, you're only up to episode 50-some of the YouTube. We're going to have to wait 20-some episodes to see these things? Nay, my true believer friends. Because what's going to happen is this video is going to get released early for the patrons.
Okay.
It will come out naturally on the YouTube, but it's a nice little treat for those people that are supporting us.
Oh, so everybody's going to get it when
everybody
it comes
will
out
eventually get it. As long as you're patient and you're subscribed to our YouTube.
The patrons are going to get it now.
They're getting it
now. Nice.
That's right. It's going to be awesome. It's only going to be on Patreon. It's not going to be on like some unlisted YouTube. Like, no, the video itself is going to you patrons. And that's all levels. That's from $5 on. All get it.
Nice.
That's your benefit because we love you. And also, we just want to do these damn videos again. You know, we have the technology. We're just sitting around here in our living room. Also, welcome to, for you watching on the video now, welcome to the Ramon Faceful living room.
Hey, guys.
It's the house that feet built.
Isn't it so much nicer than those gross basement videos?
I can't deny that it is better than that. But now I'm self-conscious. I'm on camera again. Hello.
Hey.
Does my hair look okay?
I'm not thinking about the camera, so.
That's probably for the best. So, how's your week been in feet, Belle?
My week in feet has been interesting.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Why is that?
Yeah. So, for a really long time, I would get requests on Instagram to do, like, live calls.
Yes.
And I always felt kind of iffy about it. Right. I don't know. It just felt like, I don't know. I always have to be ready and I have to, like, you know, I'm at home with a bunch of kids. We have children. So it's like, you know, I can't be just leaving them to go and like stick my feet in a camera. But this week I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. I'll give it a try. If it works, then it works. And if I don't like it, then I don't like it.
Sorry for that brief interlude. I remembered that I forgot to put a damn microphone on top of our camera. Now you can probably hear us a lot better on the video. So you listening to the podcast, that meant nothing to you.
That meant nothing to you.
Sorry.
But if you're watching it, then your experience just got a whole lot better.
Oh, yes.
So, where the fuck was I? So, yeah, I decided to go ahead and just start put it out there, see if there was interest. There was interest. There's always been interest in live calls, and I have been doing them over the past couple of days.
Yeah, you have.
And it's been pretty fun, actually.
That's wonderful.
It's been pretty interesting.
What kind of calls have you been getting?
You know, just guys want to look at my feet, talk about my socks, talk about how dirty and stinky my feet are.
Gross. What kind of weirdos like that?
One guy wanted me to tell him how small his dick was. And I'm married to Ramon, so I'm really good at that.
Wow. Wow. She's not wrong.
Yeah, but I have a new friend who I talked to him earlier, and he said it was okay if we talk about this on the podcast.
Okay, good.
And I'm not allowed to call him by name, though.
Okay.
But we chatted yesterday and today, and he's super fun. I actually like him a lot. He's really cool. But yeah, he likes to pretend to be a dog and lick my feet.
That's really fun.
Which is actually way more fun than I thought it would be.
Based on how you've described it to me, it seems a lot sweeter. Like someone just hearing about, oh, someone wants to pretend to be a dog. It sounds borderline, on surface level, it sounds weird and creepy. But the way you've described it, it sounds really sweet and endearing.
I mean, you lick my feet too.
I know.
Plenty of guys have licked my feet.
I understand it all. But I'm talking about your average person.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a furry thing.
Oh.
He's a furry.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
That's so logical now.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun for you two.
Yeah.
That's great.
And while I am not a furry by trade, I don't know. That's not my specific
thing.
That's
not my forte.
I get it. I get furries. I mean, we've talked about this. I've talked about this at length on the podcast so much that people have stopped listening to it because of it. But, you know, like I understand the attraction to a non-human but humanoid creature.
Right. You're a stony. You like gargoyles.
I like all sorts of non-human humanoid creatures.
You're a greenie. You like the green skins.
I like all sorts of non-human humanoid creatures.
Yes, you do. You're a humanoid lover.
Yeah, except for, like, less about humans, not actual humans.
You're weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to find that one live caller that wants you to pretend to be Demona, and he'll be Goliath, and you dominate
lick
him.
My talons.
Yeah. Ew.
I'm going to scratch you with my big talon toes.
Oh, my God. Someone's
way
into
that.
They
only have three toes, those gargoyles.
Oh, yeah. I never liked that.
Three toes, but they have four fingers.
Ugh.
As opposed to the Ninja Turtles, which have two toes but three fingers.
It's not helping.
Unless you're watching the 2012 Ninja Turtles, those guys have three toes.
Here we go. We've gone down the TMNT.
I'm still talking about feet, so I don't know what the complaint is.
Did we talk last week about the custom we made? I can't remember.
What custom?
We must have.
Which custom?
Speaking of Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no.
Did we not talk about that?
Because it was before.
Oh.
It was, we mentioned it briefly because I had gotten in the mail, at one point I had gotten the feather.
Right.
The feathers had come. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys remember, there was a scene on the Ninja Turtles cartoon from the 80s where April O'Neil was tied up, I don't remember by whom.
Some ne'er-do-wells, gangsters.
Was it Baxter Stockman? I don't know.
Who knows? No, it wasn't.
Some guy. I don't know. And he was tickling her feet in an attempt to get her to give him the information that he wanted.
Yes.
And we recreated that scene for a clip.
Yeah, we had you tied up, blindfolded.
Had me tied up and blindfolded. And...
had to use Ramon a feather on your soles.
My feet with a feather.
Though the feather didn't tickle you as much as my fingers did.
No. My feet are rougher and not so sensitive that a feather would really...
Not that feather. If I had gotten maybe a softer one, it would have done something.
I think a softer one would have tickled it even less.
I doubt it.
I need, like, you know, one of those wire, like...
Oh, you like to be... Yeah. You were ticklish when I used, like, my little stylus on your feet.
Yeah.
That worked.
Like, those little, like, what are those little pizza cutter things that, weird fetish people?
The Wartenberg wheel.
Oh, yeah. Those are gross. But I think that would tickle my feet.
Well, we'll have to get one, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But, yeah.
Well, maybe. Just maybe.
No.
The right custom comes along.
No.
Well, that's fun for you. So if you go to Belle's Instagram, you too can hop on this. I mean, you can do it on Twitter too. You know, now she'll do live calls. It's pretty awesome.
It's been fun. It's been interesting.
As someone who regularly gets dominated by Belle, I can recommend it that she's quite good at it.
I was really nervous at first, but I think I'm sort of getting the hang of it.
You're doing pretty well.
I'm still a little bit self-conscious. I'm not good at like the talking, but I feel like I'm going to get better at it the more I do it. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to rub my stinky feet all over your face. Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you are self-conscious, but what was interesting, the factoid I found out from you that I didn't know, because we had done a few before and I'd been in the room, at least been nearby.
Yeah, he was just in the other room. And
right, just off to the side.
Here. And that made me very self-conscious. But I don't know. I feel less self-conscious just being by myself, not having anyone hear me except for, you know, the recipient of the call. I don't know. It's just like Ramon doesn't want to hear me talking about, oh yeah, I'll wrap my big feet around your dick. Like, you know, Ramon doesn't want that. I don't know. He is pretty turned on by just the idea of me saying these things to someone. So maybe he would be. But it makes me self-conscious, so I don't want to do it. And frankly, I don't think the guys on the other end of the call really want another dude listening in. So
not usually, no.
That might be a thing.
They can have their privacy for the greater good. Yeah. I don't listen.
Yeah. No, I'm upstairs. I'm in a whole other room.
And I tend to the many, many children that we have.
Yeah, Ramon's doing the...
I'm doing what
doing
I do.
Doing the duties, doing the fatherly duties.
The duties. I looked through the news this week.
There's nothing.
There's some Kardashian nonsense, but it's all dumb. It's like, oh, she tweeted something. Okay, great.
It's the same thing we talked about last week.
It's like dumb.
One of the Kardashians' boyfriend is in defeat.
Dear news, get more fetish stuff.
Right.
Embarrassing.
Stop acting like one of the Kardashians having feet is news. Like, just stop.
Right. But I do have some Ramon's footnotes.
Okay.
Because I always have thoughts. That's pretty much always going to be there. One, an instance I didn't consider when talking about weird places where one might find feet. Dance floors at weddings. Really, dance floors mm-hmm. anywhere, but that's really where you see them is like at a wedding. You know, all the ladies kick their shoes off and they go dance on the floor.
Yep, yep.
Now, I'll admit, that has never really turned me on. It should. You figure, oh, they're going barefoot.
It should. Here's, it is hot, yeah.
I thought about it because I'm like, why isn't that a situation that's like, oh, I need to see more of that. Oh, I need to seek out videos of that.
Yeah.
Or that it turns me on in any way. Two things. One, a lot of the women who do that are wearing nylons and stockings.
Oh, okay.
And I'm already out.
Maybe.
Already done.
Maybe like traditionally, but I think that most women nowadays don't wear stockings.
Number two, it's usually families that are doing that. So there's a lot of like
older women
or kids' feet that are running around. So I have to like look mm-hmm. and really sort of hone in if there's any women I'd be attracted to with their feet.
It's just like if a random assortment of women at a wedding just decided to whip their titties out, it would be like more jarring than anything else.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So it's
fair.
It's a lot of work for a little gain, I think.
I got to look past all these grandma boobs to see the hot boobs.
Right.
Yeah.
I could just go to Instagram and I could see Belle's feet.
You could.
They're all right there.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
In fact, they're right here.
They are right here for that video.
For those of you who are just... listening to the podcast and not watching it, my feet are here. Hello.
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 So that's a thought I had.
Like, yeah.
Dance floors. There they are. There's feet readily available.
I remember we went to a wedding once that was in a hotel, and we stayed in the hotel, and it was a fucking blast.
Oh, it was so much fun.
This was like when we first started dating. It was insanely fun. So... like midway through the wedding, we went back upstairs to our room to like, I don't know, Ramon was shitting and I was eating Cheetos. And I changed my shoes. I changed from my like strappy heels into my flat boots. And it was so much more fun that way.
Oh, yeah.
So I could like dance and run around and have fun. But yeah, I didn't take my shoes off. I probably did at one point.
Maybe. I don't recall you doing it, but you
could have. I don't know. But yeah, that was my equivalent of
taking my shoes off. We were fairly drunk. It's hard to remember a lot.
We were super drunk. That was like the most fun, getting super drunk with all your aunts.
Yeah, it was really quality.
That was crazy fun.
Oh, my goodness.
What else is new in This Week in Feet, Ramon?
It's not This Week in Feet. It's Ramon's Footnotes.
Oh, what's new in Ramon's Footnotes?
Ramon's Footnotes. So remember that shoe I was talking about? I could not remember what it was called.
No.
The one that I'm like, you don't even remember that. I kept talking about, oh, I don't like heels, but this style. One of the models, Selkie, who worked for us, wrote in. I'm thinking other things. She wore a specific kind of heel, and I'm like, oh, I like that style as compared to any other heels.
If you say kitten heel, I'm going to fucking slap you in the face.
It may have. So kitten heel only refers to the length of the heel. It doesn't refer to the style of shoe. I looked into this now.
Okay.
And I have a picture, a chart, which, God help me, let's see where it is.
Oh, you guys, he's going to say something disgusting. It's going to be bad.
It's a foot fetish podcast. All I do is say disgusting things.
No, you're going to say something. You're going to talk about a style of shoe that I find really repugnant.
You don't know me.
Repellent.
Repugnant, repellent.
It's going to be no good.
It's called a Dorsey.
Okay, how do you spell it?
D apostrophe O-R-S-A-Y. And I'm going to... I'm so ill-prepared here. I found an awesome...
Oh, yeah, they're ugly.
Wow. See how it, like, wraps right here? I'll put a picture of it here, because now I'm doing the video again.
Yeah.
And I have found a chart that, God help me, I don't remember where I saved it. It's a whole chart of different shoes that shows all the different styles of heels and stuff, which I thought was super interesting.
I don't like them.
You don't like them?
I don't like them. I think they're really ugly.
The shoes by themselves.
It's like half a shoe.
But that's kind of the thing. A foot in there, you see a lot more of the foot, which I really like, which is probably why I like that shoe. Gosh, dang, where did I put that stupid
thing?
What are these?
I don't know.
Oh, like the leather wrapped shoes there?
They're from Dwarves, handmade leather shoes.
Well, you got to send that to me now. I got to put it up there for everybody.
Dwarves shoes.
Describe them for the podcast.
I don't know. They look like something that a gnome would wear.
They're leather shoes, and they like wrap around the foot.
Yeah, they're super cute.
They look like Birkenstocks, but they just cover your entire foot.
They look nothing like Birkenstocks. I'm going to send Ramon this link so that he can show you guys in the video. Oh, my God. I am super obsessed with these. They're so cute. They don't look like they have a ton of support. There's a picture here of them, like, folding the entire shoe in half.
Mm-hmm.
But, God damn, they're super adorable.
Super adorable, huh?
It's from Dwarves Shoes.
I mean, that's a cool name.
Hello. You're speaking my language. Let's talk about dwarves.
Dwarf shoes.
Oh, they sell boots.
Where did I save that stupid picture? I'm sure I'll find it.
Oh, Ramon has a picture of shoes that he can't find now.
But I thought I just saved it to my files here, but
hey,
this gown.
I have a question for you.
What's your
opinion on cowboy boots?
Cowboy boots?
Yeah. I mean, not like utilitarian cowboy boots, but like from a style perspective.
So I'm trying to think. They do look cool. I think they look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with that. Cowboy boots are cool and they're super utilitarian. But like, as far as sexy goes, I don't find them super sexy.
Ooh, ouch.
I don't find them ugly. They're not like, you know, like Crocs or anything. They're not like horrendous shoes. They look cool,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like, ooh, yeah, that cowgirl. That really does it for me. That's not a style that I...
That's not your style.
No, I gotcha. I can respect it as a style, but it's not the one that's going to get me going, you know?
Okay. Well, that's bad news because I'm thinking about getting a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, here we go. You'd probably look cool in them.
I know.
So are you going to go work on the ranch now?
No, I'm just going to look really cute at Target.
Oh,
I'm just
no.
going to look like super adorable when I go out.
Oh, my God. Please. All right. Whatever you want, man.
Oh, my God. This is a company that I've never heard of before, but I am so obsessed with Dwarves shoes right now.
I'm sure you are.
Dwarves. Like, as dwarfs. In the little fellows who wear hats and work underground.
Yeah, we all know what dwarves are.
The little bearded guys. I don't know. I'm not. Sometimes I worry that my voice isn't coming across very clear on the show, and I don't know. And I don't mean people with like dwarfism, like
right.
You know,
you mean like fantasy dwarves?
No, yeah, like dwarves,
like the fun
it's
ones.
It's not shoes for dwarves, like tiny people.
not like shoes for tiny people.
No, not like. Remember, I talked last week about the woman I saw at Target who was shopping for shoes. Did I talk about this on the podcast or did I just?
You
talk
did.
About
I think.
It?
Well,
yeah, the woman.
God,
at
that's
Target,
a really good.
It was a little person. She was at Target and she was shopping for shoes and she was shopping in the
you
children's
section.
You must
have talked about that on the
I'm
podcast.
I'm sure I did. Yeah, I talked about how like she's really lucky because kids' shoes are super stylish right now.
It's so easy to forget what we've talked about and haven't talked about.
Yes, I know. We talk to each other like all day, every day, so it's very difficult to be like, did we talk about this or did we talk about this with microphones in our hands? Like,
right.
In what fashion did we discuss
in
this?
In what fashion? I can't find that damn chart. If I find it, I'll put it up.
Ramon
now.
Lost his shoe chart, guys.
It was a cool
Bad
shoe
news.
Chart. God damn it.
Bad news. I'm going to look on Pinterest and I'll see what I can.
You probably can
What
find
was it.
It
a chart of?
I think I found it on Reddit. I can't
it's,
remember.
Shut up. I'll
it
find
just
it on
different
Pinterest.
Styles of shoes. I'm sure there's a
Okay, shut up.
Different...
I'm going to look on Pinterest. You vet.
Vamp? All right, I'm going to go to
and
my next.
Vet.
Oh my God, I'm going to my next footnotes. What did I? I had a thought. It was. I just wrote feet boxing. What is that? What the hell was I talking?
Jesus fucking Christ, dude! I have no idea.
Remember, I talked about it earlier, so I got to write it down so I could remember it.
Was now, it this?
No, but that's cool too. That's probably better than the chart I had.
Yeah.
So fine, send that to me. I'll put it up there. That's a chart y'all get.
Except the style that you were talking about is not on here.
Ah, damn it. Where the hell did I see it? It's so stupid. It's probably saved on my damn computer, which makes a lot more sense because it's probably when I found it. Thought I found it while I was puping somewhere, but who knows?
Oh, here's a catalog of all of Carrie's shoes from Sex and the City.
Oh, wow.
Was it this?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it was. Is my my shoe on there? Yeah, I think that was it.
It's a kitten heel peep toe Dorsey.
Yeah. That's the one.
Wow, I detest
that. That's the chart.
That. I hate that a lot.
Send me that chart. We have found it, y'all.
I am going to...
And here you go.
Hold on. It's Pinterest, so it's weird about...
Pinterest is the worst goddamn site.
It's weird about letting you save stuff.
It's weird about existing. Stupid, terrible
place.
Yeah,
Pinterest is wonky. Okay, I'm sending it to you. This is a bad chart. I found a better one, but it doesn't apply to this conversation, so I won't send it to you. I'm finding way better charts now.
Yeah, now you're finding them all. But this one is the one I found, so that's why
all
it's
right.
pertinent.
Well, remember when I said I'm going to go to Pinterest and find it in 2 seconds? I sure as shit did.
You sure did. I'm so mad at myself. I'm getting so old. I wrote down a goddamn note. And I have
shoe
no
boxing?
Idea. Shoe. What?
Shoe boxing?
No, I literally wrote feet boxing. It's very specific. I have other notes.
Hang on.
What?
Feet boxing.
Let's think about it. What was I talking about earlier? Do you
remember
it all?
You write it down?
Not that long ago.
It was edited at 5:43 p.m.
So it was after dinner. We were having a chat about feet over there.
Were
and
we?
I went briefly and I said, oh, I have a thought. I'm going to write this down because I'm going to bring it up on the podcast.
I don't remember.
I am such an old man. Fine, I'll go to the other notes.
You need to be more specific about your topics that you write down.
I know. I thought... Anyway, so there was this girl at the library. We went to the library this past weekend. No, yesterday we went. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl who was sitting there reading. And, you know, listen, I'm a creep. I'm going to take a look at her shoes and I'm going to take a look at her feet. She was wearing these weird, like, Wellington Doc Martin looking things. I knew they were Doc Martins, at least some knockoff or type who was trying to look like it, because the soles were the same. You know what I'm talking about with those, like, sort of... yellowy plasticky soles that Doc Martens have.
The almost clear,
yeah,
semi-opaque, yeah.
I love that style of sole on a shoe. I think it's super hot. It looks cool on everybody.
You like the really like thick chunky soles?
I do.
I love chunky soles too.
It looks so cool and it
I
looks
like
so
chunky
good.
A lot of things.
And I wasn't trying to be a creep. I mean, I was, but I was admiring her shoes. The shoes look really good. And I wanted to point it out to you, but I couldn't be like, hey, check those shoes out. I mean, I guess I could, but
you could have. You could even, like, I doubt very much that most women, if a man complimented her shoes, would be creeped out by
it. A fair point, because,
like,
people care about the look of
their
shoes.
There was an episode of House one time, Dr. House, MD, where he was talking to some guy about, like, how to compliment a woman or something, or there was a discussion about that. And the one guy was like, compliment her shoes. She'll like it. Men don't notice shoes, so she'll remember you for complimenting her shoes.
God damn it. Think of all the opportunities I missed out on.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is it was a library, so it's not like a moment where
so
I can be like...
You could have been like, hey, I like your shoes.
I like your accent.
I think I'm Liberian.
I like your accent. the fuck was feet boxing? I'm so that'll come to me
I
next week.
I don't know.
But a thought I had that I'm sort of passing the ball over to you.
Yeah.
You're not an accomplished writer. I think you could be if you applied yourself a little more, but you're a very good writer. The writing I have read from you has been awesome.
Yeah,
but you take your time. You're very thorough.
Yes.
And in that thoroughness relates to this, you have plans to write a Skyrim erotica, specifically a foot erotica.
I do. We talked about this at one point, like a really long time
ago. I'm sure we did.
About like me writing...
You got another sweet, sweet live call potential there?
Hold on. Yeah.
Looks like he wants to switch.
Someone's switching the schedule from tonight until tomorrow night.
Well, isn't that
thoughtful? I had a feeling because he hadn't been communicative earlier today. Okay, so we'll do tomorrow night.
Sweet.
What the fuck? Yeah, we talked about this a really long time ago about something for the Patreons about me writing like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Skyrim foot fetish fan fiction, but I brought it up to Ramon the other night because it's been sort of percolating in the back of my brain for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I would need his expertise
right
on what it is like to desire feet and to enjoy having. I feel like I probably could write it myself.
You probably could.
I probably could, but it might be a fun project for us to do together. I'll write the bulk of it, and then you come in and like you proofread it, and then fill in like, oh no, he would really like to smell the inside of her toes right here, or something
gotcha.
Like that. You know.
Well, I think what you could do is you could write around these situations and say, okay, right here, I know I want something to happen. You know, like I guess it depends on how you write your story. I don't know. I'm picturing it a different way than you are.
What are you picturing?
I'm picturing like, okay.
Are you picturing like a novel length fantasy story?
No, it's an erotica. You know, yeah. It's not going to be super long.
No.
Now we'll work on it together, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's hot, what's not in these moments?
No, I mean, I have the premise laid out.
You do have 14 years mentally. Of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the premise laid out mentally. I just need to figure out how I'm going to get to... I don't know. Realistically, how she's going to, like, you know, make him do foot stuff.
That's right.
So I need, you know, Ramon is the guy who he writes the scripts for all of our clips. So
it's all improv,
you know,
baby.
He knows. So
I'll tell you what. There's something that is going to help your research.
What's that?
I've been slowly compiling a list of foot erotica.
Oh,
that.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
When you have free time during the week, you're going to start recording those a la an audiobook.
Okay.
Now,
I can do that.
That's going to be another gift to our patrons.
Nice.
Because, you know, what the fuck? But, you know, the shorter ones, we're going to read here on the podcast because that's only fair.
Sure.
So as I put out a thread for it on our subreddit. So people have been starting to write in with their ideas and what they liked for it. And I'm going to reach out to other places, and I'm going to find some good ones, and you're going to read them.
Okay.
It's going to be hot.
All right.
And it'll also give you inspiration. Like, oh, okay. These are good ideas. Because
okay.
I'm just one man's opinion on what's hot in foot fetish.
Yes. Yes. Tell me what you want the orc blacksmith to do to the naughty blacksmith apprentice.
Oh, no. Oh. I'm all turned on now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Good stuff. That's fun.
That is fun.
Still don't know what the hell feet boxing is.
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna logic this out very literally. Is it people boxing with their feet? Is it like taekwondo?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
We were not having a discussion about that this
afternoon. We were not.
I don't think it's a conversation that you and I had.
No, it's one I had in my head with you, I suspect.
Yeah.
It's, do that.
It's not about putting feet in boxes.
No, couldn't be. It wasn't
what
about
else could
like,
it
foot binding, because we've already talked about that ad nauseum.
Like so much.
Like so many things.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know what it could possibly
someday,
be.
Someday we'll sort it out, and that'll be fine. So I think we're going to take a little break.
Let's
and when
take
we come back, we're going to hit the topic of this week, which was foot advice. Really, it was advice in general. If people had any other pieces of advice.
Did we get any advice questions that are not foot related?
I have to look real quick, but I don't. Maybe we have one. We might have one that was not
nice.
Foot related, actually.
Nice, because I asked for non-foot related
stuff.
We did.
But But we also have some general feedback we're going to get to, some people who've been waiting a while. So that'll be nice for them.
Let's do it.
So we're going to take a pause for the cause and a break for that old steak, which on Spotify, we actually get an extra commercial.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, there's extra commercials money coming our way.
Great. So, I'm sure that's awesome everybody. For you guys.
It was one for Walmart just when I listened.
Hit that forward button like a couple of times.
Just
you'll
hit that
be fine.
Forward button. You'll be okay. Well, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Hey there, it's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly, size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are back.
Welcome back.
Such a long break. Feet are still here, y'all. They're so warm. Your feet are very warm tonight.
It's warm in here.
I suppose it is a bit toasty. So here we are. Some advice. We're here to give y'all advice. We come from a 14-year background of being not only a couple, but also a foot fetish couple.
Indeed.
Who has made foot fetish content for the masses. And yes. We're also good at other things, like painting rooms white, or doing taxes. That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm good at painting rooms. Ramon thinks that a white room is boring. Somehow more boring than a room that is painted all any other one color, and cannot explain to me why. Like, how is white more boring than green?
Because it is. Doesn't appeal to the eye. That's why
but
toddlers
it does.
And three-year-olds need bright colors to stimulate their brain as opposed to shut it off. How about that?
No. I wholeheartedly disagree. I think that bright colors can be too stimulating. And I think that, you know, children need, like, calm and quiet and mental, like, just comfort as opposed to just constant bright colors screaming in their face.
I think you're wrong.
I'm not.
Science would disagree with you. So how about that?
You know what? We can debate our scientists afterward because I'm pretty sure that
I'm not the only one who disagrees with your white choice, as we'll get to in our advice. Yeah.
I doubt that very much.
People are throwing shade at you, but not this first one. Here you go. This one is from Toe Sniffer. Something, some string of numbers.
Toe Sniffer?
Yeah.
He sounds like one of the Yule lads. Toe Sniffer.
That's me.
He's over there with Spoon Licker.
Good old Spoon Licker.
Hi, Belle and Ramon. Thank you so much for the podcast.
You're welcome.
I emailed a while ago and had the honor of you reading it on an episode. It's not an honor. We read everything.
It's kind of an honor. We ignore a bunch.
Question for Belle, since you are probably the world's foremost expert on this. My wife mentioned she'd like for her birthday, some things she'd like, and one was new slippers. Are there any types or brands that you have found make your feet smellier than others?
So, I was about to give you one answer, but then you said smellier. Because my favorite kind of slippers are.
Oh, you can show them now.
Probably the best, the highest quality slippers are these Acorns. I love them. They're great. I have two pairs of Acorn slippers, but they are wool. And wool, in my experience, does not really hold on to the smell.
It does not.
As much.
Not as much, though. You could try. It ends up matting it down. It takes a long time for that smell
to
stick.
Yes. Yeah. So my go-to, my favorite slippers, I don't have them right here to show you, but I am on my second pair of these because I wore through my first pair, which I don't think means that they're poor quality. I think I just wear them all day, every day for like 14 straight hours. Mm. I just wear them a lot.
Yes.
And they get extremely stinky.
They do.
They get really bad. In fact, my last pair I sold to, that was Funk Soul Brother.
Good old Funk Soul.
I sold them to him, and he can attest to the fact that they are really, really stinky. They were really bad, and I never washed them. And Ramon, how stinky did you think my feet got in those slippers? How smelly would you say they get?
Oh, extremely. They get musty.
They're really mildewy. They're really warm. They're really warm. And combined with the multiple pairs of socks that I wear, mm-hmm. they're like super, super, super toasty.
Yeah. To say the least.
Yes. So they are Long Bay Women's. Now, I'm going to give you the whole Amazon listing here. They are Long Bay Women's Chenille Knit Booty Slippers, Cute Plush Fleece, booty. Memory Foam House Shoes.
All right.
I have them in black, and currently I have them in camel. And they are insanely, insanely comfortable. They also have a memory foam footbed, which is super, super, super comfy.
It's the way to live your life.
They're so good. Dude, they're so, so nice. I'm trying to see if I have a pair of mucklucks mm-hmm. that I also absolutely adore. That also make my feet incredibly stinky. They're really, really warm, and they like actually to such a point that like I have
even
to
you're
take,
too warm.
I have to take them off. Okay. So they are called
That's them.
Yeah. They're called Muckluck Gladys slippers.
I'm surprised they're not right next to you.
No, I think they're upstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you had to do all those calls.
I just did a call. And they also are a little like boot style. And I'm showing the camera like they can see
it. Kind of works.
I'm going to send this link to Ramon too so he can. Now, both of these were bought for me by Terry, my lovely, lovely Terry.
We love Terry.
Who is my favorite because he buys me fun slippers. Mm-hmm. I have them in blue. I have them in the Alice blue color as opposed to the fairy dust color. I think I have them in a size large, extra large. No, it must be large.
Large would be to 10.
Yeah. And those are my two best boot recommendations.
That is some quality advice.
Unless, I don't know, does Sanuk make boots?
I haven't checked. I'm sure they do.
They make little booties, but I'm wondering if they make slippers.
Did you find Sanuks made your feet? You only bought the sandals, so they didn't really make your feet sweat anymore.
No, I have Sanuk boots, the little stripy ones.
Yeah,
apparently Sanuk makes slippers.
Yeah,
these are like they look like they're shearling and leather. They're actually pretty ugly. I don't recommend those because they're super ugly.
Anything with leather, though, will make your feet sweat.
Nah. Actually.
But this is just the heel.
These are all kind of ugly. Nah. Go to Sanuk for sandals only.
That makes sense. One of our other fans, who also is going to get some of our advice, commented, and she agrees with you that Muckluck slippers are the way to go. She said you would have good advice, but her advice is to get Muckluck slippers.
Oh, let me see.
Check it out. Says. She's right there.
She says, I love Muckluck slippers. They're really comfortable and super warm. Plus, they come in lots of styles. Yeah. So you can get slippers to booties to boots with soft or hard soles. I usually buy them on a site called Oh, she goes on Zulily and get great deals. Zulily is one of those weird things that you have to like be a member of and then like.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I was with them at one point and then just it was too complicated. Like they have like different sales, like, and it's very, very, I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I buy my shit on Amazon because I'm cheap and I don't know, a bad person, I guess.
I suppose so. We all are.
Yeah, right.
We're all consumers. Deep down in our souls.
But yeah, those are my slipper recommendations.
Very good slipper recommendations.
But the long bays, those are probably my favorites. Probably my super favorites. Although I'm feeling the inside of these acorns right now and they're so soft. They've got like this fake chinchilla fur lining on the inside.
Super soft.
And they're just like they're super soft. But they don't smell.
You don't wear them as much.
Do you smell?
No, they
smell. They smell like shoes, but they don't smell like feet. No. So can't recommend those if you want to stink them up.
I wouldn't. No, Clayward 76 has some thoughts on advice.
All right.
Hey, Bell and Ramon, you two actually did a foot fetish advice episode. It was called Foot Fetish 101 episode. That's not a foot fetish advice episode.
Yeah, Clayward.
That is a how to episode. If you want to reveal your fetish to your partner, that's a very specific. Yeah, I guess technically it could be an advice thing, but
we did answer advice, but we answer advice a lot of the time.
Like, I mean, that's every feedback. This was a specific.
A lot of feedback is asking for advice.
Very specific advice. It kind of boiled down to don't be a creep, but kept in mind the nuance that you guys went into. I actually sent that episode to a friend whose boyfriend has a foot fetish, and she wanted to know more about it. Delightful.
Nice.
That makes me feel happy. But to my advice, it's only two pieces. Oh, he's giving advice.
Oh, hey, oh thanks, okay. Clayward. Great.
Pick your, quote, targets carefully and don't make it weird. Picking your targets carefully refers more knowing who to ask. If it's your best friend's sister, probably not to ask. Your boss, probably best not to ask.
Right, right.
Someone with a foot fetish account, good to ask.
Yes, for sure.
There's a bit more nuance with friends. It depends on the relationship you have with that friend. Tell me about it. Are you prepared to lose them as a friend if they are weirded out? Or your job?
Yeah.
But that goes into the next advice. Don't make it weird. This was a bit of advice I never understood until I got more comfortable with myself. If you think your fetish is weird, other people will think it's weird. And you're going to turn off people who otherwise would have been okay with it. That doesn't mean just walk up to every person on the street and say, hey, can I rub your feet? But knowing when and how to ask, learning to joke about your own fetish is a good way to get people interested as well.
Yes.
Not everyone, but more than you would think if you kept shy about it. I agree completely with this. I have often adopted that, and that's helped me get models or at least made people okay when I've asked them and they haven't wanted to, and we've been able to continue the relationship.
Yes.
As opposed to other people I've asked who have ruined parts of my life.
Right.
But whatever.
Fucking salt the earth over there.
Hey, man, that's unbelievable. Some people are terrible.
That's okay. She has COVID now.
wow.
What?
You're a bad person.
She's going to be fine.
She is fine.
But, you know.
The fates have deemed. Hmm. Well, whatever. now I lost my train of thought. You
sorry,
threw me off. That's
sorry.
Okay. Pick your targets carefully. So, there's a few people that. Actually, I'm thinking about asking because they have, and there's a few people I have asked, if they have an OnlyFans account, that's generally a good moment to go, you're probably okay with me asking you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is probably going to work out.
Who are these people? Do you know a lot of women just in your daily life with OnlyFans accounts?
Not in my daily life. In my extended life, I know a few people that have them.
What extended life?
In my other work that I don't do anymore. I know them. I can't say what that is because that'll reveal
right.
too
no,
much.
Right, no, yeah,
either.
Okay.
You understand
okay.
that. But in my extended hobby life, I know some people who have OnlyFans accounts or things to that effect.
Right.
One of them I have asked, and they're interested, but not right now. And the other person I haven't asked yet that I've been holding off on because I thought it might reflect badly on other work that I do, but I don't do that work anymore. So.
Right, so fuck it.
Exactly. So I might just get an awesome model.
Go for it.
But I will go for that next chance I start
but
looking for models.
But don't be a creep about it.
Don't be a creep. That's the important thing. I treat it professionally.
As you
is,
should, yes.
Because that's literally why I want them to do it.
Yeah, it's work. Like,
now, this person wrote in. This is really one of the two people who wrote in that made me want to do this style of episode.
Okay.
One of three people who wrote in to do this. But I think she wrote not only here on Reddit, but also to our email. So I don't know which one to read. We're going to go with the Reddit one because that's what I have open.
Let me see.
And I think that's more recent. So I think that'll be the one to go with. It's a bit long, but then that's the reason this is an entire episode and not just, oh, we're doing feedback at the tail end. This is the topic. She specifically is has questions about wanting to be a foot model or is a foot model and wants
okay.
to make it better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember her email or a comment on a different Reddit thread.
Yeah, something like that.
But this is the one we're going to read. So I'm sorry if this one isn't like
if we miss anything,
enough.
Please let us know.
Yeah, let us know if there's anything that we're missing.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Belle and Ramon. I'm sure you saw the message I sent before. I did, but I don't remember where it was, so I can't find it again. I started listening from the beginning and listened for about a week, an average of 8 hours a day. Why would you do that?
You don't want to hear our voices that much.
I don't want to hear myself for 8 hours a day. Oh, my God. Although, I get that. When you find a new podcast and you just like dive into it. And it's just insane.
I'm glad that we can be that for someone.
Right? That's really flattering.
It is. I wish we did a longer podcast. We are doing
right?
an hour
I know,
and a half.
I'm
you
sorry,
know?
Guys. We're giving you as much content as we can.
Yeah.
She says, listen to it before jumping to the most recent and then going back to the older episodes. There are so many things I want to comment and discuss, but there are so many back episodes. I don't know that it would even be possible to discuss them all. I do love the dynamic between the two of you. I am also a person that shows love by teasing. If I'm being nice and polite, I probably don't like you. And for whatever reason, I just can't show outright disdain for you. Otherwise, you'll know I don't like you. I am exactly the same.
It is really
yeah.
true with you.
Yeah. If I'm like just really polite to someone, it means I don't like them at all.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend who I don't think I've ever said a nice word to at all.
I don't think you have.
And it's because I kind of have a crush on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm mean to him because it's like we're in third grade. I'm mean to him because I like him.
That's why I married you.
okay, she goes on to say, any advice you can give on entering the foot fetish content business world would really help. I've noticed that a lot of foot models are these thin, relatively young girls in almost no clothes. Yeah, I feel that too. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, guys are going to guy, yeah.
I thought the focus of the foot fetish and related content would be geared toward the foot. I mean, if you're jacking off to a foot, can't you imagine it on anyone? I'm Mexican American, but fairly light skinned, 5 foot and about 185 pounds. I'm also going to be 45 in November, so I may as well say I'm 45. No, hang on to 44 for as long as you want.
Yeah.
I wear a 5.5-6 US shoe. I do have sweaty feet, which I blame on my father. I'm not averse to showing my face, but I find it harder as I do everything alone, and it's harder to find flattering angles on a big girl that's so compact. I also don't do nudes. That's mostly because of my comfort level and because I live in a small city and own a small business. So if my site was found, I'd need as minimal damage as possible to be done. That's not to say the content of my OnlyFans is prudish or similar to my Instagram content. I still can't get either to translate to sales, though. I also have a TikTok, but I can't rub my foot on my leg without getting a warning. Yeah, we got deleted almost instantly.
Bastards.
We got deleted almost instantly.
But it's weird. Insane. There's a subreddit called TikTok Feet. Somehow people are finding a way to put out feet content, but it's, I don't know how they're doing it. Because anything we put up that has a hint of feet gets taken away.
I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Go ahead.
And I think that it may apply to our Instagram as well.
Perhaps.
I feel like we almost need to start posting things other than exclusively foot content.
You might be right.
So that it can be like, oh, this is just a regular Instagram account where we post like memes and, you know, funny pictures. And oh, look,
I'm saving the memes you've been sending me.
I know. I send Ramon foot fetish memes all the time.
I mean, you post all the stuff on Instagram. So maybe we need to, I don't know.
I worry that's going to push people away.
Maybe, but
like,
I don't know. Might bring
but
in
I
new
think
people.
That we need to just make it into more of a or my concern, because I've got 3 strikes already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, do I really want to like put effort into revamping almost this account if I'm just going to get deleted in like 2 weeks and then have to, you know.
It's tough.
But I'm thinking about just starting to post other stuff, you know, funny memes and like, look at this cake I made. Look at this cool leaf I found.
You could always try.
I don't know. And then maybe like if something gets, you know, reported or whatever, Instagram will be like, oh, well, this is clearly just a regular page, not some creepy fetishy page. You know what I mean? Or like if my content is like 2/3 feet, 1/3 other, then maybe they will be more, I don't know, more forgiving to the feet content.
Perhaps. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad piece of advice.
On a side note, I need everyone to please go and follow my backup Instagram account, Souls of Belle, which I think is a way better name than Belle's Big Souls.
It is, but you know,
Ramon picked Belle's Big Souls, and I think that Souls of Belle is a lot better. So follow that because I have had my third strike, and some guy tried to accuse me of being a scammer today.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because we're gonna get back to this,
we'll get back to
Bonnie.
It's Bonnie, yeah.
Bonnie and her advice in just a second, because I do have advice for her. But first of all,
yes.
So I'm doing lives, right? And this guy is like, "Hey, do you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. You know, here's my Cash App. You know, here's what we charge." And he's like, "Well, I need to verify that you're real." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, of course. What do you want?" And he tries to call. He tries to like video call me, and I'm like, "I didn't answer. I dismissed it. I'm like, no, like I'm like, you need to pay before we do a video call. I can verify it some other way." And he's like, "Oh, what do you think you're trying to pull with this scam? Like, do you ever like?" And I'm like, "Dude, like, what are you trying to pull with your scam?"
Right? Like
if I had opened that call, what are the odds I would have seen a dick? What are the odds I would have seen a dick and you didn't fucking pay me anything, and here I am looking at your dick for free?
Like, which would have been the thing to get him off.
Shouldn't have looked at a dick for free.
That's right.
And then I'm afraid that he's going to report my account or do whatever and be a dick about it. But
He could. I'm going to call him out, though.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I even deleted his thing. But it was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, I should have wrote it down.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Should have called
remember.
His ass out.
Oh, where's does
oh, wait,
Instagram
wait, wait, I know
keep,
where...
a, keep a thing of like your blocked
Hell no, they
users?
Don't do anything.
Why would they do that?
I mean, they might, but they're not really clear about it. I think I took a screenshot for you somewhere.
No.
You don't know me. Oh, there he is. Daddy_subby_switch. So, hey, all of you.
He has 0 posts and 157 followers.
So, hey, y'all, other foot models, block him.
Yeah, watch out for
that guy. Because he's
going
to try to scam you.
Yeah, watch out for that guy. Because he's a scumbag.
Yep. But back to Bonnie.
Back to Bonnie. Watch out for him, Bonnie.
So getting into...
Hold on, she's not done.
Oh, she's not done? I'm sorry.
She's not done.
My apologies, Bonnie.
Yeah, she can't... Yeah, she's talking about her TikTok, which is what got us going. So that one, she's talking about her TikTok, is almost G-rated. Meanwhile, there's tits hanging out and big asses jiggling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, enough rambling since my first message was also pretty long. I'm sorry, I can't find it. Sorry in advance, Belle, but I hate white walls. I feel like they're so sterile and boring and lack any personality.
Mm-hmm.
If I want something in white color, I look for something with a touch of gray. If I want a cooler color or beige in it, if my accents are going to be warmer colors. You guys are great. Keep up the amazing work. Again, I have the same question. How is white boring? Like, if you have a room that's painted all white and a room that's painted all, like, cobalt blue, how is one more boring than the other? I just don't get it.
Why don't you wear all white clothes?
Because they would get dirty and also make me look fat.
Mm, I think it makes the room look fat.
That's the point.
Oh, shit.
You want the room to look bigger. Lighter colors, and in particular, white, makes the room look bigger. This room is beige. The color is called Nutty Beige. It's by Bear. It's
Nutty
my
beige.
Favorite color. But most of the house is in a very, very... slight off-white called Morning Dove. It's my favorite shade. I love it so much. It's like a warm white, like a fresh milk. Anyway, what's our advice for Bonnie?
Well, It's tough because
what's Bonnie's Instagram?
She put it on here, didn't she?
Yeah, because I remember looking at it when she sent her other message.
Yeah, did she send it on Instagram?
Click her. It was an email, I think.
Oh, it was an email.
Click her Reddit account.
Hang on, let me. Nah, because that's such a crapshoot. I will go look on the email. I got it in here somewhere. What advice do you have for making Instagram better? I mean, you talk to people. How do you translate that to sales, I guess? Advice.
There she is. Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything new in here. Joy the Dynamic looks like she copied it. That's good. Thank you for just copying the message over.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. What's her Instagram?
Her Instagram. Because
now everybody can go and follow her.
Here we go. Bonnie.Raise. Here, I'm going to spell it for you. Bonnie.
I-E. I wouldn't have thought that.
Dot. Or period. R-A-Y-N-S. That's Bonnie Raise.
That's Rains.
Rains. Oh, I'm so dumb. Bonnie.
Okay.
Bonnie, good time. So, right off the bat, listen. Your comfort is the most important thing when you do this. You should never do anything in the fetish world that makes you even the littlest bit uncomfortable. I mean, listen, stretch yourself. Don't break yourself with this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But my criticism is going to be you need to show your face.
Yes.
Because, as foot guys, we love feet. Of course we love feet, but we like to, even though the whole purpose of a fetish is to objectify a thing, literally a foot, we still, most of us, want to see a face behind that foot.
Yeah.
We want there to be what we consider an attractive person behind that foot.
Yeah. My posts that get hundreds more likes are the ones that have my face in them.
100%.
Always. And I know that can be super difficult. But I don't know. My phone has when I turn on my front facing camera, it has a timer so that I can lean it up against the wall and then strike a pose or whatever. And then, hopefully get something good. Or if you have an actual camera with one of those little clicky buttons. That could work as well.
Or if you have someone to take pictures for you.
Or if you have, she says that she does it by herself. She said specifically that she doesn't. So
yeah, it's if you don't have somebody that can do it.
Yeah. So it is, it is super shitty and difficult. But I would say set a timer. I think they might have attachments that you can get for your phone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That can do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Even a selfie stick.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, a selfie stick.
Which could be some really cool pictures.
And get a tripod or something and try to.
Oh, you're looking at that. I thought it was my phone. This is my phone.
No, I'm looking at her account as we speak.
As we speak.
Oh, God. Ramon navigated away.
I did.
And was a total dick about it.
I'm the worst.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, get a tripod and just get your face in there. Get your face in there and.
Well, it looks like here I'm looking at hers as well. It looks like your face is on your profile picture a little bit.
Yeah.
But you don't put them in a lot of your pictures. Right. Get it in there, girl.
Yeah, get it in there. Because the profile picture is great. That's great. In the pose, with the feet up, with the face in the foreground.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
And good for you for having an OnlyFans. We've been fighting tooth and nail to get Belle a damn OnlyFans.
Yeah, right?
They're being so weird about your ID situation because you're not holding it the absolute correct way.
We just gave up at one point. I was just like, fuck it, but we're thinking about getting back into it, but...
Yeah, now that you're doing live calls again, I think there's more money to be made there.
Yeah.
But back to you, Bonnie. Looking at your pictures. Yeah, it's hard to take pictures by yourself. You have some good ones here, though. There's some quality pictures. You have nice feet. They're
nice
small.
Feet.
Listen, this is one man's opinion, not the whole thing. I like bigger feet. But looking at those wrinkles, guys are all about that.
Dudes love the wrinkly toes.
You need to, and I don't know if you're already doing this, so forgive me if you are. You need to reach out to other foot models and do shout outs.
Yes.
That will grow your account.
Yes.
You need to add, it's called shout out for shout out. We've talked about it in other advice ones, but to talk to you specifically, you ask for shout outs. You're nice about it. You give them a story shout out. They'll give you one. It'll help grow the whole thing.
Yeah, it does. It does help. It really does.
And it's all about focusing on the customers that will make you money. There's a lot of time wasters out there, you know, as Belle has seen.
Yes.
Some will just try to talk your ear off and that'll be the free thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to translate it to sales, you know, you need a Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter, you need to cross pollinate is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because if you grow somewhere else, Because who knows what you're putting out? You know, it only gets you a little bit of followers here. It might get you a ton of followers on Twitter or vice versa.
Right.
And you just need to be putting out content there. And you need to reach out. You'll grow your thing. You have a look and you have a style that people do like that are way into. You know, you're a slightly older woman. You're not that old at all. You're not much older than we are.
No.
And you're a slightly bigger woman. Guys are way into that. Way into that. You need to find them. You need to find the channels that focus on that. And they, here's the other thing. Find guys that are running pages that do shout outs. Just that's all they're there for. They have a ton of followers. Reach out to
find
them.
Find the guys who are really into like Hispanic girls feed.
Oh my
find
God.
The guys
yeah.
Who are
I didn't
really
even
into
consider
BBW
that.
Feed. Follow those guys.
They will be like, oh
them,
my God, you look so great. Can
you
send me a picture that I'll shout out? And they will for free or maybe just for a free picture or a free quick video.
Yep.
Like that's what you got to do.
Yep.
But you're on the right track. You're doing good stuff here. This is fun. It's just, it's tough to take your own pictures.
Yeah.
Because I can see you do a lot of them, like, from your point of view. It's tough. Get the timer going.
Yeah. Especially because dudes want the soul, right? So, like, it's
well, some
how
people
you
want
take
the
picture
oh, there's
your
a,
own
yeah,
soul.
The first picture has your face. Show your face more.
Yeah.
You got
it
this.
It is tough, but you can do it.
You got
I have
this.
Faith in you, Bonnie.
Hopefully we answer your questions. If we forgot anything, you know, right back at on to our last piece of feedback on the Reddit, which is our buddy. Our tried and true, Shameful Steve.
Oh, it's Shameful Steve. Oh, Shameful Steve.
The most shameful one.
Who is forever shameful. You almost escaped it, but it was too late.
Yeah, pulled yourself right back in.
Steve says, hey, Belle and Ramon, loved the latest episode as always. I'm not really seeking advice. Well, then what the fuck are you doing here, Steve?
so shameful.
But I'm always interested in hearing people's opinions on how they keep their relationship fun and interesting over the years, especially couples who share the same or similar kinks. Kinks. Also, what do you think is the key to a long, healthy relationship? I think I touched a bit on this in my first feedback, but my girlfriend and I are always having fun with everything we do, never take ourselves seriously, and I feel most importantly, we've always been honest with stuff and with each other. I also feel communication is key, especially with the sex stuff. Now, he has general feedback. Do you want that now?
It doesn't seem like there's much more. Yeah, go ahead and read that, because we'll lose our place.
Thank you, Steve. He says, Ramon! How are you going to choose tending to your chicken tenders over sexy time with your hot wife the other week? Pro tip, next time, turn the oven off, man. Thank you, Steve.
I'm going to introduce you all to a little film called Antichrist, where they chose to have sex, but their toddler walked out the window. I cared about my family and their love of chicken tenders.
That's true, he did.
Wow.
He did.
Now you're shameful, Belle. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I care about dinner and I care about feeding my children.
You don't care about me apparently.
Oh,
or
I love
feet.
You so much and I love your feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I brought you down.
No, I'm just thinking about Antichrist.
Yeah.
Ramon and I are watching scary movies, guys, and it's been super fun. We're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about it as soon as I'm done talking about
next
feedback.
Week. We got to do the spooktacular episode.
I don't have anything prepared, but
well, you got a week.
We will, because we've been watching a lot of scary movies.
That's true, and we have at least one spooky story from Shameful Steve for next week.
Nice,
but we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Nice. Okay. He says, Belle, why no kink shame corner anymore? Do you need content? I feel I could probably provide plenty of content.
Wow.
Let me know. I don't know. I feel like we don't get a lot of like other kink stuff going on.
We don't
nowadays.
Get a lot these days. Well, we've been off of topics for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's the topic that leads us to something that's kink shame worthy. Or we would go on Clips for Sale and look at the categories. But I don't know. We record at night now. So everything's really jam packed with the things we're bringing into the show.
Yeah.
Like we have a lot of backup feedback to reach out to cover and.
I could talk about the book I read.
You've been pretty positive
amputation.
Lately.
I read a book about amputation recently. It's called The Body Factory. It's a graphic novel about the history of amputation and prosthetics. It's super interesting. I'm not shaming anything here.
Yeah,
I'm
it seems
not,
like a pretty
I'm
shitty
not doing
shame.
Anything. But I it did remind me of a kink thing. Oh, cool. It's literally not available on Amazon? What the fuck? Okay, yeah. It's by Heloise Shoshoy. I don't know. It's French. I think she's French. And it was translated, but it's super interesting. And it talks about, there's this one page where it outlines like all the different, it has like a drawing, it's a graphic novel, so it's illustrations, right? And it has, this illustration of all the, amputations that are possible on a human being, from like, you know, disarticulating the shoulder, the hip, you know, like above the knee, or like just the fingers or something. And it's a super interesting book. But I at one point started Googling this week, like the super, super extreme amputations where they just take everything below the belly button. And it reminded me of that, that really weird, deviant art that I found that one time of that guy. I'm sure I've talked about this. I'm sure I did. But it was this guy on DeviantArt who was just obsessed with the idea of a woman being nothing but a torso, of amputating literally everything, including like the brain, like including like the head, and just inserting the brain into the body. So
no thanks. Gross.
I'm gonna kink shame that.
Okay, good.
That in particular.
There you go.
But not the young man that I found on Instagram who has had that performed, the amputation fully below the, like from everything like above the pelvis and down. He's 20 years old and a friggin' forklift fell on him. And
sucks.
Like he lost everything. How are you going to be 20 and you're going to lose your dick?
Use your
Can you imagine?
Dick. Pretty horrible.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
But he seems to be doing all right. Anyway, so I'm not kink shaming, but that's something that I read this week.
You just got to keep pressing on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Back to
Shameful Steve. Give me something to kink shame and I'll do it.
Oh, always. If y'all find things that are kink shame worthy, she'll do it. I already got out of there.
Oh, wow.
This
okay.
last thing was like Mark Zuckerberg's going to win the fight because he's got MMA training. Like a little bit of it.
I don't believe that Mark Zuckerberg can fight.
Probably not.
I don't believe it at all. And I think that Elon Musk is like the Vladimir Putin of billionaires.
Putin.
I
think you might be right.
I think that Elon Musk has like...
He's too high to do anything like that.
He's so high. But I don't know. Elon Musk hangs out with Joe Rogan all the time.
That's true.
So he's probably picked up some pointers.
He could. But back to his advice. So relationships, you've touched on a lot of it. Communication, honesty, laughter. If you have those things and understanding of each other, even if it's something that you don't personally like... having an openness to learning about what your partner's into, that's going to keep a relationship going, especially in a fetishy realm. And, you know, constantly keeping the conversation open. It's not just a one and done. It's not like, oh, great, I'm good with putting my feet on your face every time. No, you got to ask. You got to check in.
Right.
And make sure it's still okay. Maybe today's not the day. Maybe today's a bad day.
Right.
You got to be okay. And you got to roll with the punches. If your partner is not interested because they want to make sure the chicken tenders aren't burning, you have to be okay with that.
It's fine. This morning at like 5 o'clock, Ramon was getting up out of bed.
Oh yeah.
And I was not getting up out of bed because it was fucking 5 o'clock in the morning. And I did stick my feet out from under the covers and put him up in the air, and Ramon stuck his face in him for a minute.
I did. It was nice.
It was nice.
It was a very clear, oh, you
yeah,
can
it was
do
like,
this
here
moment.
Here you go. Here you go.
This is for you. And I took advantage of it, full advantage mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. They smelled great.
I thought about getting up with you, but then I was like, nah.
Nah. I had work to do. I gotta put them clips out for next month.
Ramon's got to put them clips out.
That's
and
my
tomorrow
working
morning,
time.
He's got to wake up early and edit the podcast for all you guys.
I sure do, and I will. I'll put it out for everybody. But there you go, Steve. That's, you know, we've talked so much about relationship advice and all that. But
I
that's
feel like we've talked at length about that.
That's sort of the thesis point of this entire podcast is our relationship. It's become that.
The thesis point, guys.
My God.
The thesis point.
My God. I'm briefly skimming the email that we got from Bonnie a ways back.
Mm-hmm. I remember her email, and it's essentially all the same stuff.
Essentially
right?
the same,
yeah.
Yep. All the same stuff. A couple other things, but not much.
Yeah.
But if we missed anything, Bonnie, that's super important, please let us know.
Yeah.
Here is... Oh, that's a longer one. Let's find a shorter...
I'm trying to get Ramon to buy me a ring light so that I can start taking better pictures instead of just like using the shitty ones that Ramon like takes of me, because Ramon always takes pictures of me that are super, I find them to be incredibly unflattering. All the ones that show my face, I'm like, why? I look like a potato in that picture. Why did you take that?
Potato
but he, we're really quoting a lot of Vines this week.
I don't know what's going on.
But yeah, I'm trying to get Ramon to buy me a ring light so I can look real pretty in all my pictures.
Oh, here's a little
but
more.
But he won't.
Vine.
He's being difficult. What? What? What else does Bonnie have?
Hey guys, this is just an example of the difference between what's on my Instagram versus what's on my OnlyFans. Wasn't sure if I could post it in the subreddit, and I didn't want anyone thinking I was just fishing, just because I don't do nudes. Is the OnlyFans pic sexy enough for a fetishist? First pic is my average social media pic. The other two are pics you can buy on my OnlyFans.
All right, let me see.
So this is social media.
Okay.
And this is OnlyFans.
So there's
stuff.
Like a...
There's a little more booty involved.
Yeah, there's booty involved.
There's some booty involved. Now, what was the question exactly? Hang on. Is it sexy? No. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great pictures.
Yeah.
Those are fucking great.
Dudes love that. With
dudes
the ass
love
in the
that
picture.
With the ass. Oh, yeah. Maybe the second one is not quite, but it's still pretty good.
The lighting on the second one
it's
is not
harsh.
As good as the one on the first one. The one on the first one looks great.
Yeah. The third one's pretty.
Bonnie, what do you think about getting a ring light? Ramon won't let me get a ring light.
I never
no,
said you
I'm
can.
Messing with
I
you.
Offered.
No. He's like, oh, I have these lights and they're way better. And they're like, you know, oh, look, I have these quality lights that I bought on Kickstarter. And he won't let me get a cool one so I can.
We won't share these because
so I can
these
feel
are
like
two.
One of the cool girls on Instagram.
Normally I would, but there's two that people can buy on your OnlyFans. I don't want to give out your content
yeah.
for free. But I'll describe them.
They're nice.
The one, your feet are crossed towards the camera. The other one, she's laying on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see her butt and the soles of her
mm-hmm.
feet. But
that's good.
And the last one, she's on her knees with her their top half down, you know, like in the doggy position
yeah.
style where you can see the feet and the
face
ass.
Face down, ass up.
And with a really like a see-through panty situation going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good picture.
Yeah.
Now I want you to take that picture.
I will.
Oh, good. But yeah, those are... Absolutely. You're not doing anything wrong with the pictures. It's just getting that. And a lot of it's luck. A lot of it's being at the
yeah,
right. You'll get that spark. And, get
and
the
once the momentum starts, it will probably like I found that we got I got to like 11,000. I was 11,000, right?
You were.
I got to 11,000 followers. Like
you just had to hit that stride. You'll
very,
get there.
Very going from like 3,000 to 11,000 was very quick.
Don't be discouraged.
Like, once
keep
you
plugging
get.
Away.
Yeah. To that point, it will take off. If it takes off, then it will take off. Yeah,
right. And
if it does, I mean, and for a lot of people, it just doesn't ever. But
because there's
you know,
a lot of you know, like listen,
yeah, the market is saturated.
We had
point.
The clip store behind us before Belle ever started her thing.
Yes.
Now, if you had started like just bare bones, no history whatsoever, it may not have taken off as much.
Yeah.
We already had a Twitter mm-hmm. situated up that already had a bunch of followers on
yeah.
it. So like we. We had a boost.
We had a brand name, basically.
Right.
Like,
we were just continuing the brand.
Yeah.
Here's another piece of advice.
Oh, hello. This is advice for Jay on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Although it's not on Instagram. It is copy and pasted to
Well, I do that so we
Ramon's
don't have to go searching
email.
Your
yeah,
damn.
I know, but now I can't look at his Instagram and judge it.
I don't think there was anything there, if I recall. I don't remember.
He says, hello there, Belle and Ramon. He spelled Ramon wrong.
God damn it.
I'm going to assume that wasn't an accident and was instead just a deliberate slight at
wow,
you.
Wow, wow, wow.
He says, hope you're both doing great and thank you so much for doing more regular episodes. We're trying, man.
We're really
we are
trying.
Really trying.
Keep that Patreon going and we'll do more regularly.
He says, this is honestly not a feedback, but I really need your advice and some of your feedback. Well,
excellent.
That's what we're here for.
That is why we are here.
I had an experience at my work this week, and I'm honestly not sure how to feel about it or what to make of it.
Okay.
I work at an office, and it's like a glass building, so it's really open.
Okay.
Me and my colleagues sit at our big tables in aisles of four tables. Okay. Right behind me is this big glass wall, and right there is my boss.
Cool.
My boss is a really well-dressed woman in her mid-40s, and she always wears gorgeous heels. On this specific day, she had some black stilettos on, and she had kicked them off and sat there with her bare feet and had a fabulous pedicure. When I work through the phone, so I normally walk a bit around or sit in my chair and spin around. While I was sitting there spinning around, I spotted she was barefoot and I couldn't help but stop and watch. I watched for a while and I really loved the look. Then she looked at me and I'm pretty sure she spotted me looking at her feet. She gave me a big smile and I gave her a goofy wave and a smile back because I honestly didn't know what to do. Then she started swinging her feet back and forth and stuff like that. And I couldn't help thinking, was she doing the swinging stuff by random? Or was it because she knew I kind of kept looking? Because I was, but I tried to be a bit sneaky about it. Now I'm like, not sure what to make of the whole situation. I kind of want to give her a compliment and tell her that she has some fantastic shoes or a beautiful pedicure. But still, she's my boss and I'm not certain that she noticed me looking and just smiled because she looked at me. What do I do? Thank you both for being fantastic and keep doing this.
You're welcome. I know exactly what's happening here. Because I had read through that before, and I'm like, that's a weird situation. I didn't have time to digest it.
I think I know what's happening, too, but I want to know what you think is happening.
So I think the boss did catch you looking, but I don't think the boss thinks, oh, that guy has a foot fetish or likes my feet. I think she thinks you think it's funny or weird that she's barefoot in the office.
Yes.
That's all it is. There's no ulterior motive there. She's your boss. I think that's exactly what's going on. It's like, ah, ha, ha, look, I can be barefoot. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
That's all it is.
Most people who don't have a foot fetish don't think about foot fetishes.
No.
It doesn't come to their mind. Unless they're thinking of like, oh, weird stuff. Like, you know, it's not foremost on people's minds, which is why sometimes we've gotten feedback where it's like, oh, yeah, I was out at this bar and this girl was like kicked her shoes off and was like waving her feet around. She knew I had a foot fetish and she was and like, no, she didn't.
No.
She's just being goofy.
You're looking like, through the world with your foot lens.
That's what it is.
It is tough to break out of that as someone who has trouble with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You see it one way because you know that you're attracted to her feet. So you think that she knows that you're attracted to her feet, but she's not thinking that. She's thinking like, I mean, there's a really slim chance that she is, but I wouldn't count on that. And I think that paying a compliment like that to your boss,
I mean, it may
is iffy.
I think that's fine because he still might find it funny, especially if she was willing to wave her feet around. But it's got to go no further than that comment.
Yes.
Brother. Do not expect it to go farther than that comment. It has.
Yeah.
It's just a compliment that might make her laugh. That might make her more endeared to you to like help you as a boss. Don't
Maybe.
Think that you're going to get any extra foot stuff. Or if she brings it up to you, you can make a joke.
Yeah, I would not say anything to her about it. But if she says something to you about it, I would make a joke.
I also have a boss now that is a fairly attractive older woman that goes around barefoot.
Ramon,
a lot.
I'm not your boss. I know I tell you what to do all the time, but I'm not your boss. No, yeah. Ramon has a crush on this girl at work.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
She goes around barefoot?
She wears a lot.
In like a warehouse?
Well, there's an office. She's in the office most of the time. It's the office. I go in there to grab stuff.
It's the office.
Yes, it's the.
Did you know? I'm sorry. That
what?
Was really loud. Did you know that there's a place in D.C. which is like a replica of the office?
No, I did not know that.
It's called the Office Experience, and you can go in there. You can pay and go in and like walk through the office, and you can sit at Michael Scott's desk. And like people want to do that. Isn't that the most ridiculous? Listen,
there's
the
no show that
The Office was a fine show.
It was fine.
It was
nothing
fine.
Wrong with it. It was funny.
But it's not like holy shit. People are obsessed with that. People love that show, and it was fine. Like I watched it for a while, and then I stopped because it stopped being fine. But people like lose their shit, and I don't understand.
Yeah, I can't think of.
What if it was like The Bridge on Star Trek?
I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess, but I still wouldn't go pay to go stand on the bridge. Like, that's neat, but...
You get to sit in the captain's chair.
I don't give a shit. It's a show.
I could be your ensign.
Well, I know another piece of foot erotica you're going to write for me.
Okay.
You'll be
what
my...
What kind of shoes do they wear in Star Trek?
Not good. They're like dress shoes.
Yeah, they're very
innocuous. Like Navy, you know?
They're just, yeah.
Yeah, like naval officers. It's not great.
That sucks.
There is some great feed content in Star Trek, though.
Not even what's her name? The empath.
Oh, Deanna Troy. She's got nice feet, but you know.
She wears the same boring shoes.
Yeah. She wore boots in season 1 and 2 because she had a different outfit.
Right. She had a slightly sexier outfit. And but then they gave her a more dignified makeover.
Uniform. Yeah. Which makes sense. Show was weird, but great. What the fuck were we talking about?
Jay and his boss. Jay.
Oh, yeah. Jay,
so
knock it the hell off.
Sneak up under her desk and start licking her toes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yep. There you go. She'll love it. She'll love
it. I want to hear a full report. Of what happens.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Jay.
I had some other thought, but it is gone. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
You went way tangent about the office, apparently. That's fine.
You said office, and I remembered this insane thing that I keep seeing ads for on Facebook. I don't understand it.
That's weird. I used to go to DC all the time. I never heard of that.
I think it's fairly new.
Okay.
I'm going to search for it. I want to show it to you.
Now, here's another... God. Here's another piece of advice we need to get, which really threw me off because I thought it was... I thought when Bonnie wrote in, this was just her. I got very confused because they have very similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And they need advice. So we might be treading the same grounds, but I think she asked a few more other pertinent questions. There it is, the office experience. Wow.
Yeah, right?
What the
fuck? It's like a complete replica.
It's just a fucking office.
They've got a warehouse. They've got all the little knickknacks on the desks,
you know,
and everything.
It's not that people want to do this. I get that people like a show. You know, you want to go to the bridge on Star Trek. You want to go to, you know, Central Perk in The Friends.
Yeah,
or you want to go to Seinfeld's.
Oh, you want to go to Luke's from Gilmore Girls.
Sure. But... there's nothing iconic. It's just a fucking office.
Yeah.
There's nothing iconic about it.
I've
been in so many offices that are very similar to this, you know, moving machines or, mm-hmm. you know, doing my job. There's nothing about this that's that iconic. It's ridiculous.
Iconic set recreations, original show costumes and props,
wow.
and opportunities for fans to engage with the show in new ways.
That's
17
dope.
Areas inspired by your favorite TV show. Visit Scranton Business Park, sit at Michael's desk, recreate Beach Day, I don't know what that is, and shop custom merch in the Office Experience retail store.
Ugh.
Oh, look, they have the chili spilling on the floor.
Wow.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Wow. It opens tomorrow at noon.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Wow. The kids will love it. Let's go to this other goddamn feedback.
Okay, sorry. Guys, go look this thing up. It's insane. Would you go to the office experience? It sounds like a total nightmare to me.
Here is a piece of advice required from Belle Bourdain. It's another Belle. B-E-L-L-E.
Okay.
I wanted to read her name because she has her actual name at the top, and I didn't want you to accidentally read that.
Ah, fair enough.
Yep. So let's sort it out. But again, I swore that Bonnie was the same person. It is not. This is two very different people.
No, very different. Okay. She says, hi there. I found your podcast a few days ago while seriously researching/preparing to start selling feed pics. And I have to say thank you. It has been a very helpful introduction during these first few days of officially launching my brand. Gosh, is it too early to call it that? On Instagram. And also, thanks to you, Clips for Sale. My
brand
studio,
does not denote success. Brand denotes what it is.
Right, yeah. My studio hasn't been activated yet, and that site seems that there's a bit more to figure out than Instagram, but I'm really looking forward to it, and based on your comments in the first few episodes, Clips for Sale should be a journey of discovery for me. If it's at all possible, I have a couple of questions about what I'm going through right now at this point in the launch that all the Googling in the world can't seem to help me with. She says, it's common enough to hear warnings about scammers on Instagram, but other than that, how do you quickly try to weed them out without spending too much time chatting while also not coming across too money hungry to a potential buyer?
So I can speak to the first part. I help you weed out the early ones before mm-hmm. they make it to you because you're usually dealing with the kids and it's easy for me to look and check out what's going on. This is going to sound counterintuitive. If someone just starts with hi or hello, or can I ask you a question? I'd say 8 to 9 times out of 10, they're going to be time wasters or scammers.
Yes.
Or if they're sugar daddies, they're doing the whole, hey, I'll give you all this money right at the top. Like, I'll give you so much money. No,
And you will pretty quickly learn to recognize the guys who are just trying to get you to chat with them so that they have something to jerk off to, so that they don't have to pay you.
Yep.
Like, they're just, oh, how much do your feet smell? Oh, how big are your feet? Like, that, like, one or two questions, like, whatever. But when they just want to go on and on and on about, like, oh, do you smell your own feet? Like, no, no. He's just trying to jerk off to the conversation, and he's not trying to, like, do business with you.
And I gave you this advice early on. Get to what you offer as soon as possible. It's nice to be friendly. Please be friendly. But you are running a business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know, I offer. And if they ask for something else, hey, how do your feet smell? They smell great. You know, I can do it for, I can take pictures of them and this for this much. And that I do. I offer custom pictures, videos, or live calls, or whatever you offer.
I mean, just find a way to weave it into the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, natural. my feet smell great. If you want a picture, they cost, you know.
And, you know, feel free to cut off the conversation. You never have to hang around.
No, absolutely.
Don't feel bad about just getting out of the conversation. Yeah. Hey, have a good day. If you, you know, if they say they don't have money, hey, when you do, write me back. We'll talk turkey. Right. You don't have to say that. Please don't. That's weird. But, you know, or if someone's being disrespectful, block their ass.
Yeah, I know. And I oftentimes do feel really guilty. Like, I feel bad because these are actual human beings that, you know, I don't want to be rude to and I don't want to be shitty to. But at the same time, it's like, if you're just walking around my store touching things without buying anything.
Right. Think of it that way.
I'm going to be like, okay, like, get out.
You are running a business. You're running a store. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? These are great questions. I feel bad. She wrote in a long time ago. I've been putting it off because it's a long one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When she wrote in?
May?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way she's listening anymore. But,
no, I feel bad. But this may help someone else who wants to do
maybe,
this.
Maybe. Maybe Bonnie can get help from this.
Maybe.
I'm going to go check out her Instagram in just a second.
I got to check out her clips for sale. See if it's going.
How do you find and then contact reputable marketing agencies and brands with my content?
You don't.
No.
There's a few out there on Instagram that do it. Like, I think Pretty Feet, I think they're called. I know a few models that did that, but I don't know that it helped them all that much.
I'm not sure that you're going to find like shoe companies who want to like sponsor you.
You are your brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You promote you. Other people will retweet you and bump you up, like those shout out pages we talked about earlier, but nobody's going to, there's no brand.
Hang on. She says, I read the advice online of, quote, if you're messaging an interested buyer with a foot fetish on social media, then you'll probably get less money for your feet pictures than you would selling to a marketing agency or brand.
No.
I don't
that
think
doesn't
that
even make sense.
No, I'm not sure. Why would you sell feet pictures to a...
Also, don't reach like out to customers.
Like a modeling agency? Like, I'm not sure what even that means.
I don't know exactly what that means either. Like, maybe someone that would sell your content for you, which is a scam.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Yeah.
I mean, other than, like, clips for sale or, you know, OnlyFans or something like that. But you're still marketing your own brand. No, and never message. Nobody wants a sales call. Nobody wants cold calls.
No.
It's not going to work out. The only time you'd message someone is if, you know, it was a shout out page or something like that. Customers will come to you every time. And if they don't, you find other ways to drive them to your store. It's like if you have a storefront, you're not going to run out the door and try to drag customers in your store. You might put a sign out. You might put something like that, do a little promotional thing, but you're not going to run out and say, hey, you want to buy this CD?
Right, right.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Oh, I remember the thing I was going to say. Here's my overarching piece of advice for foot fetish guys. This is not directly related to you, Belle Bourdain, but I think it's to all the fetishists. This is more for the last one with his boss, so backing up a bit. You need to be able to take a step back from your fetish. It's really tough to do, but what has helped me is I've pictured one of two things. One, and I pick these body parts of these things because I don't have this fetish. If you do, pick some other body part or thing. Imagine someone's waving around their elbow. You know how she was waving around her foot? Imagine she was waving around her elbow. That's how she views her foot to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't turn you on or that doesn't feel like a sexual situation, it's not to her either.
Right.
So that's her foot to you. The other half, imagine being really into poop. Now, if you are,
no, thank you.
If you are, pick something else for this example. But if you're not, and I think a large portion of us are not, before you ask someone about feet or things like that, it's going to be one of the two. Either they picture it as their elbow or they picture it as poop, which means they find it disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two things is very likely possible with just someone who you're talking to your fetish about.
Yeah.
So take a step back and view it that way before, you ask someone to model, you ask someone, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are really, like, appalled by feet.
Right.
They not just like, oh, they don't like them, but they hate them. Like, they find them disgusting.
Yep. So that was my thought that I'd forgotten about. My apologies. Yeah. Did you find her?
Yeah.
Is she around? Is she gone?
It looks like she had two accounts that were deleted. She has one active account. It has 100 followers. It has two posts on it.
Oh, maybe she's...
Her website is an error message. She might have gotten discouraged.
I'm so sorry.
That's not our fault.
It's
because we didn't give her advice. She would be a star now.
We're going to help you start again. We'll help you start again. I don't know what you put on your clips for sale. Maybe there's another question about that.
What do you say to the buyer after we agree on a price?
Ah.
You just wait patiently until their payment dings up on your phone's app and then send it. Yeah.
Yeah. Never send content before you get paid.
No, ever.
Someone will say, oh, that's how I do it. Nope, that's not how you do it.
No. Like, occasionally I'll do like pictures, like specific pictures or like a short video for like a shout out on Instagram or something.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
But yeah. No.
But no, if people want specific things, unless it's someone you have regularly done business with and you know they will pay you, you wait for the payment. Yep.
Yes.
After you've agreed on a price, you say, hey, as soon as you pay, I'll send you the content. Mm-hmm. If they don't agree with that, then they don't get it.
What are the standard time expectations for a custom picture or video after receiving payment? It varies.
It's on your timeline, honey.
It varies. Because honestly, there are some, if it's a really simple picture, like if you just want like a picture at my feet, like I can do that now. Like, I'll get that to you in a minute.
It's whatever's convenient for you. Don't feel like you got to rush.
Sometimes we have custom clips where it's like, okay, well, we may not be able to get that model and do this specific clip in this specific way for like a couple of months. So
just be honest with them when you're available. Like, hey, I can't get it till this weekend. I can't get it until a month from now. Just be honest. So they're not taken aback when it takes you a long time.
Oh, oftentimes where I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll do it this weekend.
Yeah.
Because like
we got kids.
We have busy lives and we can't, you know, just stop and start filming clips.
Can't stop and smell the toesies.
Haha, nice. She says, how do I not come across as the noob I so clearly am during these first conversations and not get taken advantage of? I think we've given decent advice on how to not get taken advantage of.
Right, but as far as not sounding like a new... Be honest.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, let them educate you.
Mm-mm.
They guys love that. Like, me as a fetishist, if I'm talking to a model that doesn't quite know...
Yeah, guys love talking about
their
fetish.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, how would you like me to hold your feet? Is it? Do you find it more safe if I do... Like, they love those conversations. I love those conversations.
Especially because, like, a lot of foot guys are super, super, super particular about, like, oh, no, yeah, I want your wrinkly soles, but I want them angled slightly that way. And I want lit from, like, above.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they want to tell you what they want. So.
Never feel self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
Totally normal.
She says, I can't listen to the podcast episodes fast enough to get an answer to what I'm experiencing in real time.
Hey, this might work out then.
Sorry.
Hopefully you're really delayed.
Sorry. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, I feel 100% confident in everything about this venture, except the nitty-gritty of the negotiations and expectations during the actual selling of the picks. Any help you could guide me toward would be super appreciated. And again, thank you for having a very informative and accessible resource out there for people like me. Thank you so much. And then she gives her Instagram, which I could not find. I think it got shut down.
Oh.
I think the advice that we gave Belle Bourdain here and the advice that we gave Bonnie earlier, Bonnie Raine, I think between those, that's a pretty good like handbook.
I think so.
For because everything that we told Bonnie applies also to Belle. I think that's a pretty good handbook for getting in the feet biz.
I think it is, too. It was good. I feel bad. We waited so long to talk to her.
I know.
But that's how it goes, you know. Like, if we that would, let me see how long this took to cover.
Listen, I think the fact of the matter is also, like, a lot of women will, like, get a hair up their ass and be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, like, start an OnlyFans. And then, like, it doesn't take off, and then they get discouraged, and then they give up. Like, I think that happens pretty often.
You need someone in your life if you don't have the fetish that understands the fetish, unless you have it yourself or have someone in your life. Yeah.
Yes.
Either a significant other or a friend or a business associate or just a customer or somebody in your life who does have it, because they'll know.
Yes. That has definitely been in my favor, is having Ramon, because Ramon knows what foot fetishists want. Yes. Like, I don't know that I, just going into it blind, would have known what to do. I mean, obviously, I would have looked at other, like, accounts and other things that I followed, you know, and figured it out.
100%.
But it's nice to just, you know, because he'll retake a photo. If he's taking photos of me, he'll retake one and be like, oh, yeah, that one's better. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I think that definitely helps.
Hopefully we're helpful to someone. Hopefully to you, Belle Bourdain, if you're still around.
She's not listening to us. She probably got mad at us when we waited 6 months to answer her email.
Yeah, we suck.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll try to be a little more a little
we're
more timely.
Being really good. We're
what are you seeing? Oh, that's her picture. Her thing was at High and Wide Feet.
Oh, she's BBW too.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, now I'm extra sad that I don't get to see her picture.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so bummed. Okay. Well,
hey, maybe
I have your
again.
Full name here. I'm going to look you up on Facebook.
Oh,
I
my
guess.
God. You creeper.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time we were watching Guy Fieri's Grocery Games? Was that what it was? And
yes.
Ramon got a crush on one of the contestants and friended her on Facebook.
I'm still friends with her.
Like the world's biggest creep.
We had a conversation. We're good chums.
You're such a gross weirdo. There was a guy who was on, well, I mean, this is Instagram, so it's different, but there was a guy who was on Jeopardy who I thought was really cool and funny. And I follow him on Instagram.
Now who's the goddamn creep?
But it's Instagram. He has like thousands
Instagram.
Of followers.
Yeah, everyone
on like
Instagram's not creepy.
Oh my God.
All right. This episode is getting so long in the tooth.
Oh, so long in the...
in the toe.
In the foot?
That's right.
I don't know.
I'm sure I forgot to cover something this thing, but we're getting towards 10:30 here.
It's
and
late.
I need my snack.
It's late. We got a movie to finish because Ramon fucking fell asleep in the middle
we
of it
do.
Last night.
I was so sleepy.
It's a scary movie, too. There's like freaking zombies and demons running around all over the place.
So many zombies.
And Ramon's just like dozing off on the couch like an old, old man.
I'm a sleepy guy. I think we have one more week before we get to the spooktacular. So next week we will have a topic from the box. Look, you can see
the box
now, everyone.
Oh, a topic from the box. And then after that, we're going to have the spooktacular. And I don't really know what that's going to be.
I don't know. We'll sort that out.
We're going to come up with some scary topics that have to do with feet.
Here we go. It's coming. She's picking one. Here it is. Oh no.
Cankles.
Cankles. What's the number?
36.
Oh, geez.
Cankles.
36.
This is my time to shine because I think cankles are really cute.
From Chunker Buds. Why is it called cankles? What makes thick ankles appealing to many people? Are there any health hazards to having thick ankles? Can someone be thin but have thick ankles?
I already have so much to say.
I think this would be a good episode for Belle to take over so we can get her perspective. I think it is awesome that she is into cankles, but not feet. Not saying that not being into feet is awesome. It is because some people are into big, beautiful women, so they also like cankles.
Some people are.
This topic is very similar to ankles, but I'm sure some people in this world like only thick ankles and hate all other looks of ankles. So, okay, y'all. We're doing...
All right, cankles.
Next week is cankles.
Cankles.
We had to get here eventually.
A.K.A. Belle's gonna thirst about chubby girls.
Wow, wow, wow. All right. Next
all
week
right,
is cankles, y'all.
We will
y'all.
See you.
So,
oh, we're not done. We're
not
done.
We got things to do.
Sorry, you said, all right, and you said it in that way.
Well, I'm getting
like,
to the plugs, you know?
There was some finality to it.
If you want to write into the podcast and get answered in 6 months, write to...
I feel like an asshole.
TheFootFetishPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh.
We got to do a full feedback episode soon. Feel bad. The Foot Fetish Podcast at gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Ramon Faithful. You can reach out to Belle for now.
For now.
At Belle's Smelly Souls or at...
No, it's Belle's Big Souls.
God damn it. It's at Belle's Big Souls or at Souls of Belle. Yeah. You can also join the conversation on our subreddit, r/footfetishpodcast. If you want to support this Patreon, and now, once again, see video of this, you get it before everyone else. For just $5, you can join, and you'll get that. You can go to patreon.com/RamonFaithful and join in. Anything upwards of that, you get extra clips and all kinds of fun stuff. There's something else, too. Oh, go follow our YouTube. If you're not watching it now on our YouTube,
yeah, like and
I can say, smash that like button and subscribe.
And hit the little bell.
Little ding.
Don't do
ding,
it.
Ding. Notification. I never pay attention to my notifications on YouTube. It's stupid.
Did you tell everybody to follow my Instagram?
Yeah. Remember we had a whole conversation about it?
I got distracted because I went on Instagram and I had a message.
Oh, okay.
It's my dog friend.
Oh, dog friend.
Yeah. Follow me at Belle's Big Souls. Follow my backup at Souls of Belle.
Yep. Yep,
Souls
yep, yep.
of Belle, do it because I have a bad feeling that I'm going to get canceled like
it's
now.
Coming. Remember to write in with your feet erotica so we can have Belle start to read those. And
yeah, or you don't even have to write it yourself.
Oh,
if
no, no,
you
no,
just
no,
are
no.
into
if you,
feet erotica and you
no,
have
if you just
a favorite
found
piece,
a good one, send it on in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want to hear the good stuff.
Send it my way.
There was something else, too, but I forgot it.
Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, I did all that.
Ramon Faithful.
There's something
sale.
Else to write in. Oh,
number
write in,
one human
write in your
furniture
spooky
on the
stories
web.
Too. If you have spooky foot related stories,
yeah. If you have any, like, did you hear like sexy footsteps in the night that were like, I don't
okay.
know.
Well, I went until we feed again.
So long.
Bye, everybody. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I see is my feet staring at me saying, hey, it's time to start your day. You already know it's nice to have soul and welcome to the foot worshiping show saying, hey, it's time to start your day with Belle and Ramon. It's a foot fetish show. Na na na. Na na na, na na na. So let's sit down, relax, alright. Talk about toes and foot size. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. Cricket feet, well, we love them all. Belle and Ramon, it's a foot fetish show.